Joining us from Gas Buddy is Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. Patrick, an eventful weekend in the oil and gas industry. OPEC coming to an agreement on production, and that is about to have a big, you know, impact on gas prices. You and I have been talking about leading up to the deal, and the deal got done. What kind of an impact do you see this having on gas prices going forward?
Well, it certainly would help limit the amount that oil could rally, knowing that there's more oil coming to the market every month. And that was the deal that OPEC agreed to, OPEC Plus, really. That's OPEC and Russia agreed to increase oil production 400,000 barrels a day every month until 2022. And that would mean that by 2022 target date, OPEC's oil production would be back at pre-COVID levels. So that does not necessarily have a major factor, but certainly a psychological factor, that knowing that by 2022 oil production will be back at pre-COVID levels would help limit the catalyst on the price of oil. And so that's certainly good news. But of course, yesterday we also got some bad news with the pandemic. That is, the Delta variant is really picking up steam. Cases of new cases of coronavirus are surging across the country, now at their highest level since May. After 2 months of progress, we are backsliding. And that caused a lot of concerns in the market yesterday. Oil plummeting nearly 6%. Prices for a barrel of West Texas Intermediate falling to $66 a barrel. That's almost $11 lower than the peak that we saw in June, lower than the peak that we saw on July 5. So oil prices have fallen precipitously on the fear of this Delta variant. And that pushed wholesale gas prices in Indianapolis down by an average of 13.5 cents a gallon yesterday alone. If you don't need gas, don't get it. Prices in Indianapolis will be coming down. And even if you're on E, only buy a few gallons. Prices will be coming down over the next 1 to 2 weeks. In fact, with yesterday's plummet in oil, it's now possible that we have seen our peak average price, Indianapolis at $3.19 a gallon. It's possible that, barring a hurricane or refinery outage, we may not eclipse that in 2021.
And also, you know, you hit on the market concerns about the pandemic, which we talked about a lot in 2020. There was one day I remember filling up where gas was only $1.04 a gallon. It was just absurdly low because people were literally driving nowhere. I think it would take a lot to get back to that, but it looks like with coronavirus cases trending, though, and possible mandates going back in, that is always a threat.
That is spooking the market, the threat that restrictions could resurface. Keep in mind, California is already going backwards, telling people to mask up inside, even if they've been vaccinated. So the risk is that we could backslide and government could reimpose restrictions that limit our ability to get out, and that would curb oil demand. The U.S. has seen a 198% rise in new COVID cases over the last 14 days, and that is what is spooking the market. In fact, several states seeing increases in new COVID cases surging over 300% over the last 14 days, including Alaska, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and Louisiana, and that is what is scaring the market, and that's why oil plummeted on the fear that the Delta variant could start to slow down and reverse the recovery in oil demand.
So, yeah, with those things affecting prices, looking like that's going to send prices down. But, you know, with people still traveling, or especially in states where there is more travel and people need to get gas, how much is, you know, demand for gas affecting prices, or is it affecting it nearly as much as the other two factors we've already mentioned?
Well, you know, I would not expect much of an impact here from the surge in cases. That is, the optics are very poor. It is very concerning because it could slow the recovery down. But on the other side, I also don't see it immediately slowing Americans down, because there aren't any government-imposed, or there are few government-imposed restrictions at this point. So that's something to watch. We do see those restrictions going back into place in widespread areas. That's a concern. But for now, demand has been unaffected by the rise in coronavirus cases. In fact, gasoline demand last week rose about 2% from the prior week. So gasoline demand is still near its highest levels of the year under July 4 holiday weekend, but there has not really been a spillover to gasoline demand just yet. That could be coming, but right now, I would expect a pretty notable decline in prices. I think Indianapolis should get back under an average of $3 a gallon in the next 1 to 2 weeks, barring any sort of major reversal or improvement in the pandemic.
And I also want to mention some other parts of the state. You mentioned Indianapolis prices dropping. What kind of price drops are you seeing in other areas of Indiana?
Well, we're going to be seeing the same thing. It hasn't really manifested yet. I will say that Indianapolis is down 5 cents a gallon in the last week. Prices now average $3.15. But the bigger decreases are likely to start in the next 24 hours. Now, it may not be noticeable on a daily basis, but you may see some stations going down 2, 3, 4, 5 cents all at once, and that may happen for several days straight. So don't be in any hurry. Prices will be going down. Now, keep in mind, we are on the bottom side of a cycle. We are trending lower. We've been trending lower now since about July 7. But with yesterday's sell-off in the market, that will extend the amount of time until the next hike. And I don't foresee another hike happening potentially until late next week. So enjoy it. We should see a pretty nice decline in gas prices here, especially starting in the next 24 hours through the weekend.
Fantastic stuff. Patrick DeHaan, Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis. Patrick, before we let you go, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think we've pretty well covered it, John.
All right, I think so too. Patrick, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
You bet.